Hi, I'm Alicia Michelle, and as a trained and certified Christian mindset coach, I've helped hundreds of Christian women discover brain science-based mindset tools to help them grow closer to God and break free from anxiety, perfectionism, people-pleasing, and feeling like they're never enough. The Christian Mindset Coach is the award-winning podcast that shows you how to use simple brain science principles and biblical truth to renew your mind for lasting confidence, joy, and peace. I'm so glad you're here. Grab a cozy spot and let's get started. Hi there. Welcome to today's episode of the Christian Mindset Coach. I am your host, Alicia Michelle, and my goal today is to give you a breath of fresh air. My goal is to help you see that there is a beautiful plan ahead that God can give you, even if you have been walking in a season of darkness or difficulty, and even if you've been hurt, that it is okay to believe expectantly and to trust God for big dreams or for things to be better. It's kind of a heavy topic in that, you know, we have to think about maybe some past pain or difficult things that we're in. But my goal, again, number one, is for you to just see that God can do big things in your life. Some of us need to hear that today. We are so stuck in survival mode, and then this is the way it always is, that we wonder, can this ever change? Will I ever be different? Will this situation ever go away? I don't know your individual situation, friend. I don't know what you're walking through. I don't know what you've been walking through. I just know that we know our Lord, and He is the one in charge of all things, who works all things for our good, and we can believe Him expectantly for big dreams. It's not just positive thinking. It's not just thinking, well, I'm just going to work myself into these mantras to make myself believe it. No, we serve a good God who loves us unexplainably, right, to the depth that we can't even understand, and He is going to give us the ability to dream bigger than what is happening right now. It's okay to dream and to believe expectantly for more. It's safe to do that with Him. Sometimes dreaming and believing beyond what's here is the fuel that gets us through a difficult circumstance. And we're going to see that today. We're going to look at some different Bible verses. We're going to look at some different Bible characters. I can't wait to share this from that concept. And we're going to talk about what we need to do, how to live when we want to live beyond what we have right now, not in a greedy set of way, but just to say, like, I know that God has more for me and I can believe in it without feeling guilty about where I'm at right now, but just letting God speak to me and to believe in my heart and wait with hope, meaning for good things to come. I want to talk to you about, I'm going to mention it more at the end, but I want to briefly mention that when you're in this place and you feel like, okay, I have an idea, once we begin to kind of come out of the fog and say, here's the thing I'm expectantly believing God for, He may be calling us to take steps towards that. And when we do take steps towards that, we need community behind us. We need people who can help us see the obstacles that are keeping us from moving forward. We need people who can say, you know what, you can pick this up again and you can do it. You're okay. We need people to remind us of God's truth. We need people to remind us when we're stuck in our excuses. We need people who are walking through similar things, who aren't going to judge us and yell at us, but who can be vulnerable beside us. And that's what we're offering in the Onward and Upward Group Coaching Program. That's what we're offering as we start again here in April, opening up it to a new cohort of women. This is a program that, if you listen to the last episode, episode 248, we talked more about it. So I don't want to go too much into it here because we explored more about what is going to be in this Onward and Upward group coaching experience. But just quickly to say that it's a great combination of one-on-one work with me as a coach, working one-on-one with me through these calls, these coaching calls, through a Voxer thread where you will be able to reach out to me on your phone and ask a question and ask me, you know, whatever related to this thing you're going through. And we can talk and go back and forth. There will be places to learn more about obstacles, learning more about working through obstacles. You'll be able to hear stories of other women walking through this, get encouragement from them. You'll be able to work through a Bible study and bringing God's word into this as you're making these changes. So all of these things are structure to help you, not just once you get to that place of expectantly believing for a new vision and for God's plan for your life, but to actually take steps to move forward in it. So That is Onward and Upward Group Coaching. It is at vibrantchristianliving.com/coaching if you want to go there and to apply to see if you're a good fit for this program. So let's talk about first the power of expectant belief. Expectant belief, I believe, can dramatically change our ability to walk through a difficult situation and to have courage. We cannot have courage to move towards something if we don't have even the tiniest belief that it can work out. Sometimes God calls us to things that are way bigger than what we can imagine in the moment. And we don't have to even have the whole plan of what it is. We just need to have the expectant belief that we know the one who is calling us to it, and we know how good he is, how faithful he's been in the past, and that we can trust him to take just even the tiniest step. And I love that that is the story of the people in verses like Hebrews chapter 11. Just even verse 1, I'm going to read that. It says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, an assurance about what we do not see." That's the NIV version. I like the NLT version too. It says, "Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It's the evidence of things we cannot see." I like the idea of the reality of what we hope for. Like when we are forced to have faith in something, it really does show what is our level of faith. What do we really believe about this? Like, for example, if we were to walk across a pond, a muddy pond, and there was a log that stretched across the length of this pond, our faith in the strength of that log is really shown the second we step onto the log and start walking across it. Or if we say, "Ain't no way I'm walking on that log," right? Our faith is shown in our actions by deciding to do it or not to do it. That's the reality of what we hope for. We can say we believe God, we trust God, but are we able to really step forward in it? That's where it kind of comes down to it. And thankfully, we have so many stories of men and women in the Bible who really did have that feeling that something was bigger than what they needed, what they could see right now that God was calling them to, and that they could trust and expectantly believe that the Lord was going to guide them through. And Hebrews 11 is a great chapter. It's sometimes called the Hall of Faith, of these amazing men and women who were faithful to the Lord. They weren't perfect, because none of us are perfect, but how they had made specific decisions to trust God even when it didn't make sense. So check out Hebrews 11. There's also stories of characters like Abraham and Sarah. In Genesis 17 to 21, we learned about how they had to trust God's promises against all odds, how they tried to figure it out on their own and finally had to come to this place where it was like, "Hey, God, I'm just going to follow you and I'm going to do what you say." They had to live with the consequences of their lack of trust in the Lord. And sometimes we do. We have to live with the decisions that we make that showed that we didn't trust God. And that's okay, because God still picks us up and gives us the promise that we can be different. It's okay if we've made mistakes, friend. It's okay if you've tried this before and it didn't work. It's okay. It's okay. We have a God who offers us new mercies every single morning. That's what we find in Lamentations. He is a God who gives us what we need to pick us back up, speak to us with kindness and love, and to say, "I see a future and a hope for you. Let's walk forward into it." There's also stories of Joseph. Joseph in the Genesis account, chapters 37 to 50. This is this amazing journey of Joseph's life. We see him going from this young child who's kind of like, "I'm the favorite child, la, 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 la," right? And he goes from there to being sold into slavery by his own brothers. He's sold into slavery to the Egyptians. And despite facing betrayal, false accusations, imprisonment, he maintains his faith in God. He maintains that expectant belief. Now, I'm sure, I don't know, because I obviously wasn't there, but I'm sure there were days when Joseph wasn't quite sure what God was up to. Like, we all have those moments. Having expectant belief doesn't mean that we unwaver in our desire of thinking that everything's going to work out and we just live in this perfect little cloud. It's just a foundational truth that we keep coming back to when the doubts come up, when the, "I'm not sure how you're going to work this out, God," when those feelings come up, it's that place we go back to. And that is what we see that Joseph had, that despite these things that went on in his life, he kept saying, "I believe God, I believe God." And he teaches us about holding on to God's expectant hope, despite trials, despite the difficulties and how God can even use those adversaries or even the adversity itself and turn it into triumph. We hear at the end this beautiful story of how his maturity and the place that God had put him in Egypt, brought him to a situation where he could now not only mend the disruption that had happened with his family, with his brothers, but bring blessing and really be a huge gift to the people of his family and to his entire Hebrew people. So beautiful things that happen. And that core foundation for Joseph in this season was his expectant faith in God. Are you facing a big life transition like an empty nest? Or is there some sort of dream or desire in your heart for things to be different? Like you want to start a business, pursue a hobby, or get serious about doing those self-care habits and boundaries? You not only need a plan for change, but you need loving, Christ-centered support to work through the fear and the overwhelm that keep these dreams from becoming a reality. If that's you, then you are the perfect candidate for my Onward and Upward Group Coaching Collective. Imagine if you could have 6 months of one-on-one coaching support and caring community to help you confidently create a step-by-step action plan to meet your goals, to get ongoing accountability and encouragement, to overcome those obstacles along the way, and to grow spiritually. Week after week, you'll work one-on-one with me in coaching, Bible study, teaching times, in this powerful small group setting that gets results. Apply now at vibrantchristianliving.com/coaching. Space is extremely limited and we're just about to open the next group. So if you're interested, don't wait. vibrantchristianliving.com/coaching to apply. Another great story was in the book of Numbers, chapter 13 to 14. And this is the story of Joshua and Caleb. These were men who were part of that group that was sent out to explore the promised land that God had said that he was going to give to the Israelites. And they were the few that focused on God's faithfulness and promises rather than the giants that were there. It's not that they said that they weren't there. And that's what I love about our Lord. It's like, it's not like he's saying you have to just go la, 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 there's no obstacles. He is saying, yeah, look at the obstacles, recognize them. I'm with you. Like, let's look at them. But where are you going to dwell? Are you going to dwell in thinking on the obstacles, or are you going to dwell on focusing on my promises for you and the plan that I've given you? Are you going to dwell in expectant hope and in believing that I am going to do what I said I'm going to do? Or are you going to dwell in fear and figuring out like, oh my gosh, how is this going to happen? That is where the Israelites, most of them, were dwelling. And Caleb and Joshua were the only ones who said, why don't we focus on what God has said he will do? Why don't we let that be our guide? So when we can recall and verbalize those past victories where God has been faithful, we can reinforce that expectant belief and that hope in his ability to lead us to our promised land, to lead us through this goal, to lead us in this next season where we're not quite sure what's going on. We can use these guys, Joshua and Caleb, as a beautiful example of how to have that unwavering belief in God's power over any adversity. One more example that I want to share, and it is from the book of Esther. Esther chapters 4 to 8, and this is the story of Esther. Esther was a young woman who was a Hebrew woman living in a country that was occupied by a whole other culture, and we don't need to get into all of that, but there were some very specific things that she was asked to do that seemed impossible and seemed honestly completely dangerous for her to do. And she reminds us of the power of stepping out in faith, going back to that verse about Hebrews and from Hebrews 11 about walking in faith. That faith that she had showed the belief that she had in God and his ability to use her for such a time as this, as the famous passage goes in that book. So her bravery in approaching the king, despite the risk to her own life, it shows that transformative change, it requires bold steps forward. It requires stepping out when we don't have the entire plan. And we did a great episode at the beginning of the year with Shayna Rattler on this, of not getting stuck in the idea of, God, I need the full plan. I need to have that full clarity. I mean, I'm telling you, Shayna's words have been echoing in my head. I've heard them coming out of my mouth in coaching calls. I've heard them even repeated like I am now on the podcast. This idea of God is the best GPS system that we have. He will show you what to do, and he will show you the next step
we have to be brave enough and to have that expectant belief to step out into it and to just go. If we take a quote wrong step or we feel like it's not the right place, he's going to direct us. He's going to direct us back onto the path. He's going to keep showing us what's next. For me, I have seen this to be so true right now in this season of my own work online as a Christian coach and businesswoman. I have seen how God has been calling me to something bigger, to bigger versions of these things in my life. I see all kinds of doors opening right now. It's an exciting time for me. And he has had to help me stay centered by believing in the promises that he's had, things that people have been prophesying over me for years. I'm starting to see come to fruition. And so leaving that as my anchor and saying, okay, I'm going to take this little step right here. I don't know the full plan in all these areas, and I don't need to, God. I just need to believe and stand strong in the truth that you are going to direct me. You're going to walk me through this. Like Esther, you're going to give me the courage to stand strong when it's scary, to say, I'm going for it when it's this big goal or dream, and to just show up and to see what God does. That's the kind of expectant belief and faith that we need to be able to help us make the changes we need to make in life and to move forward. So again, let me help you in this process. I want to help you. If you're listening to this, I want you to know that this is not a coincidence that you're listening to this at this exact time when we are having this opportunity to work one-on-one in Onward and Upward group coaching. This is an incredible program. We have formulated it exactly for women like you going through this season where you're like, okay, so God's calling me to this and it's scary and I need the support and I need the coaching direction and I need the accountability and I need to be able to work through the mindsets that always trip me up along the way. I need to know how to deal with my emotions that I'm feeling. I need to know what to do with the inner critic. How do I make this happen for the long term? How do I know what's the first step to take and what's not? How do I hear God's voice? All of these kind of things that come up. These are the things that we talk about in Onward and Upward group coaching. And these are the ways that I want to help you one-on-one and as part of this larger group, get traction and move forward for the glory of God. Friend, let me just close by saying, the dreams that God has put on your heart, the next season that you're walking in where you're not quite sure, all of these things are part of God's plan for you. He wants to walk with you and he wants to show you how to step into this bigger version of yourself. And there are consequences or there are things that will happen as a result of you taking these steps or of not taking these steps. There are people's lives that are going to change for the better or worse based on if you are faithful to do what God's calling you to do. Now, that's a pretty heavy concept, I know. But it's also an empowering one, because if we think about, we have a ton of control over our future. We have a ton of control over that. And if we have the ability to take a step that could bring someone into the kingdom or could encourage someone into the kingdom or make his light more known in this world, don't you as a fellow believer, don't you want to step into that? Even if it's something like, well, I just want to be a better me in this season. I'm not like talking about changing the world, Alicia. It doesn't matter. Being a better you impacts the world in a dramatic way because how you show up for yourself affects how you show up for your family, how you show up for your job, how you show up for your own time with the Lord. All of it has a ripple effect. It shows up for how you talk to the barista at Starbucks. It shows up in every interaction you have. And all of those things have a ripple effect. We have no idea, and we won't know until we get to heaven, about the power of the choices we make every day to expectantly believe God's promises and how that will affect our actions and the actions of others and how will it will affect what they choose to do and how they interact with the Lord. We don't even understand that. So we have to come to this place of just saying, God, I feel it. I'm sensing you're calling me to it. I'm trusting you to take that next step. And I believe that you can do great things in my life. So I understand that this is challenging and it's not always easy. There's some days you feel it and some days you don't. And that's fine. That's fine. That is why we have things like Onward and Upward. This is why we have structures, containers to work together. God didn't design you to, or any of us, to take progress or to take the land or to do things without community support. We are designed to work in community. We're not designed to be Lone Ranger Christians going through these things. So I encourage you, check out Onward and Upward Group Coaching. Go to the link, vibrantchristianliving.com/coaching. Check out all the details about what we're doing in Onward and Upward. And if it seems like something that you're remotely interested in, click on that button to apply. And then once we do that, we can take the next step of, you can have a call with me to figure out exactly what are your exact questions. You know, what are the things that you're considering or how can it fit into this group? Things like that. I would love to be able to answer those questions. But even if there's that inkling in your heart, please, I encourage you to check it out because there is a limited amount of space in this group. And I know that the ladies that are in the group, there are several of them that are going to be continuing on. And so I want to make sure that if you're interested, you have an opportunity to be a part of it. So vibrantchristianliving.com/coaching. All right, friends, I hope this was an inspiring and encouraging episode that gave you some really great testimonials from some believers who have walked, even some of them thousands of years before us, in the power of choosing to trust and choosing to believe in what God says for you and taking action, having faith to take action in those promises. Take care, and I'll see you back here for next week's episode. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining me today for the Christian Mindset Coach. If you loved today's show, would you take 2 seconds and share a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts? I've got a special gift for you when you share a review, my amazing 50 I Am declarations, 50 statements and Bible verses about who you are in Christ. This is an audio meditation and a written statement that is extremely popular with my clients, and I want to give you access just for sharing your Apple Podcast review. Simply screenshot your review and send it to hello@vibrantchristianliving.com, and we'll send you the link to access the 50 I Am Declarations resource. Thanks so much for sharing your rating and review so that we can get the word out about the podcast. See you back here next week.